8,000 plus Americans lost their lives in Vietnam. And we were just talking last hour about the incredible Vietnam Memorial, the wall in Washington, D.C. And I think we can even just segue right there to a veteran. He is a Republican, Congressman Mike Kaufman, kind enough to join us. First, welcome to the new station. Welcome to the new show. And just when you thought you could get rid of me. Good evening, Mike.
Oh, Stephanie, it's so great to have you back. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's great to have you on, and there's a ton to talk about, and I appreciate your time tonight. First and foremost, I want to talk about what really prompted us to want to reach out to you, and I saw your tweet yesterday and the quote about your feelings on David Shulkin, the now former VA secretary. Why was this the right decision by the president?
Well, first of all, I'd come to the conclusion that David Shulkin, Dr. Shulkin, needed to go before his little Travelgate problem, where he had lied to investigators about the nature of his travel and at taxpayers' expense. But it really stemmed from the hospital here, and that, you know, there was Stephanie Fiotis was the head of construction management for the Department of Veterans Affairs, and had her fingerprints all over the $1 billion in cost overruns and the years behind schedule for this hospital and actually three other hospitals, all each hundreds of millions of dollars over budget, years behind schedule. I certainly had worked to have her criminally prosecuted for misleading Congress on the status of these projects. But what Shulkin did, which Dr. Shulkin did, was not only not fire her, but tried to promote her to being head of acquisition and construction, which is incredible. And we met over it, and he turned out that he pulled back that promotion and put her back down. Well, put her as head of construction management. I had led the effort in the Congress to strip the VA of their construction management authority to ever build another hospital again, and move the Army Corps of Engineers to take over this project, and they're just finishing it up now from the construction standpoint. But you know, we met, and I just said, you know, why not? You know, why don't you clean house? And he was a holdover from the last administration. We gave authority to the last administration to fire a senior VA officials just below political appointees from the senior executive service. They didn't use it under that administration. He's an Obama holdover. He chose not to do it. Unless you're willing to clean house and get rid of that calcified layer and that bloated bureaucracy of that senior leadership, the culture of the VA, the bureaucratic incompetence will never, ever change. And so I could see that he was not doing anything to change the culture of this organization.
We're talking with Congressman Mike Kaufman. He's joining us here on the Steph and Tubbs Show. What do you think, and I've got more questions on the VA hospital in Aurora, but you and I have talked about that for years. This is kind of brand new within the last 24 to 28 hours or so. But what do you think of Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson? Does he have the experience and what you would want to see in this next VA secretary?
I honestly don't know. But I do know this, that it takes somebody from the outside to clean up the VA, not somebody from the inside. And so he is from the outside. He was more, it looks, in looking at his bio, he was kind of more of a hands-on naval physician, a combat surgeon, and I think I certainly credit him for that, not being behind a desk. But at the same time, he has not had significant commands. He was selected. We served actually in Iraq at the same time, 2005, 2006. He was selected in 2006 from Iraq to go to Washington and to be the physician's, the president's physician. And he was promoted to admiral from that. And so I'm going to sit down with him, and I'm just going to level with him. And I'm going to say, look, here's my words, you got to be Marine Corps tough. You got to be Marine Corps tough, and you've got to fire people. You've got to fire people at the top. You've got to clean house, because if you don't do that, because that's what your predecessors didn't do, that the culture of the VA will not change, and you will fail. you will fail, and I'll call you out on it. And so we've got to have a heart-to-heart talk. I've been pretty tough on the last three secretaries, and so I think I have an obligation to sit down with them. I certainly, made my case to the president in writing why Shulkin should go and lobby the White House, and so to get rid of him. I'm here to fight for our veterans. And regardless of who's in the White House, and so I'll continue to do that.
Congressman Mike Kaufman on 710 KNUS. Let's talk about, and you and I have talked, I would say it's at least the last 3 years, if not four, that we've talked about this. You know, $600 million way back in the day was, holy cow, this is a pretty good bargain. Man, this is going to be great. When will this hospital open in Aurora, and how much overall are we looking at for a price tag?
Well, we're looking at later on this summer. It opened up. I think you can tack on, probably up to $300 million in terms of what it will take to make it operational. Now, that has always been separate from the construction cost. That is all putting in all of the equipment. And procuring the equipment and putting it in the new hospital, so it's a pretty hefty tax price tag, but that is separate, and that was always separate. But there's some huge problems with this hospital. I mean, first of all, they never envisioned in their planning PTSD, and we called them out on it after the fact, and then what they did was they did a standalone building for PTSD, and unfortunately, that if they hadn't broken ground for it when the project was going to stop, unless we got additional funding, and I was able to lead the effort in the House to provide additional funding, but that was scrapped, and so we're still using the old hospital for PTSD, and we'll have to continue using it for that inpatient for PTSD. What is really insulting about this hospital that we weren't, myself and Congressman Perlmutter weren't briefed on until probably a few months ago, was the fact that they didn't build enough primary care of exam rooms.
How does that happen?
Hospital.
How
yeah.
does that happen?
Oh, just unbelievable. So they don't have. Well, they knew. They had to have known for a very long time. And this is typical VA. This is why the culture hasn't changed under Dr. Shulkin. They cover stuff up until the last minute that they have to tell you because you're going to find out anyway. And so myself and Congressman Perlmutter went over to. They said, "Oh, we'd like you to tour." We said we would like to tour the new hospital. They said, "Well, we want to take you to the old hospital first." Why? Well, please just come over to the old hospital. And that's where they told me that they're going to have to keep the first floor of the old hospital open to have that primary care staff that won't fit in the new hospital. And so until we build an additional outpatient facility somewhere in the metro area to house that staff, we cannot then redevelop the old hospital. And obviously we're going to have to find a place, but we can probably do that through an emergency lease when we need to for the PA.
But it should have, should have never come to this.
Should have never come to that. That hospital is twice the square footage of the old hospital, but the same number of inpatient beds. No difference. Same number of inpatient beds. And the distance to get a patient to get an x-ray from the inpatient wards, the inpatient rooms is fairly, that's a pretty significant journey. So it is a pretty esoteric. I mean, somebody had a lot of fun designing it, but that's why I just led the effort in the Congress to strip them of the construction management authority to ever build another hospital again. And it is offensive to our veterans and to the taxpayers of the United States that the person responsible was not only not fired, and quite frankly, should have been criminally prosecuted, but that Shulkin tried to promote her. And so myself and Shulkin, we met in my office to discuss that. And he certainly had the authority to do it. I mean, he turned to me one time and said, "Well, you know, she might have sued us." Well, first of all, I think that's not true, that we had revised the law and created an expeditious manner in which they could fire senior executive service VA employees, which she was, in her leadership position. But, I mean, trying to promote her. So with this, that calcified layer of these senior executive service people, year after year after year in the VA, there is report after report after report of just failure in so many different areas of the VA. And yet the same people have been allowed to keep these positions year after year after year, despite promises that they're going to clean it up, and they never do.
Yeah.
And they never do. So let me tell you this, he's going to be short-lived, Admiral Jackson. I mean, I'll tell you what, I'll give him a little bit of space, but he better start moving on some of these folks. And he better start cleaning house. He's going to, I mean, just like I said, he's got to be Marine Corps tough when he gets there.
Congressman Mike Hoffman, a couple of other stories, and I want to get to also House Resolution 4077, which we just actually received from your office today. I want to talk about that in a moment. Just one question, and I don't think at this point it deserves at least any more, of, especially on Vietnam Veterans Day. We don't need to go into it, but your take on the Trump Stormy Daniels. I don't know if you watched 60 Minutes Sunday night.
You know, I did not watch it. I probably can't comment on that. It is what it is. And, if I were president, who I would fear would probably Melania. she looks to be pretty tough there, and I think he's going to pay a price for those.
I want to make sure.
And the other ones.
I want to make sure I'm quoting Kaufman right. If I were president, I would fear Melania.
I would. She looks to be tough.
Well, I'm sure the next time you see her, well, don't say that, actually. You know. Don't.
Yeah.
Tubbs to Kaufman, don't bring it up.
I don't think I will.
Yeah. Let me ask you, Mike, before we get to the Honest Ads Act, and I want to talk about this because that's a big deal, and in just reading the summary today.
Sure.
You and I have been at many, 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 over the years, many military functions and honoring veterans and so forth. What does this day mean now that, you know, maybe 20 years from now, we can all just have in our minds that, oh, yeah, March 29th, Vietnam War Veterans Day?
Oh, I think we've forgotten so much about the tremendous price that they paid. I was in the first Gulf War, Iraq War, but I can tell you the most impactful thing that I ever did in my life was not anything that I was in, but it was my father was a career enlisted soldier. His last assignment was at Fitzsimmons Army Medical Center during the height of the Vietnam War. I volunteered with the Junior Red Cross, 1969, 1970, 14, 15 years old, at that hospital, and that hospital was so packed with wounded. That the wards were full and they were bed to bed, end to end in the hallways, and the morale was so low of those soldiers who were never welcome home. I mean, the surrounding community had nothing to do with them. The only visitors that were the people that come to see them were immediate family members, and they would be destabilized at the hospital, and then they would go to the VA for their rehabilitation, mostly amputees from mines and booby traps, and so missing legs and some missing arms, but very, very tragic. And if you look at 67, 68, 69, 1,000 killed in action a month in the war in Vietnam, just incredible levels of casualties. And not to be welcome home, I mean, after that, those intense battles in the jungles of Vietnam, I think is just extraordinary statement for this country. I think as the Vietnam War became more controversial, I think that and Americans became divided about their support about the war in Vietnam, they became divided about their support of those who fought in that war.
Right.
And so just very, very sad. And I'm motivated to be on the House Veterans Affairs Committee just to make sure it never happens again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Real quick, House Veterans Affairs Committee, what about you? What about you and possibly, I don't know what you do. Do you go down to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue if Ronnie Jackson doesn't work out and say, you know, I'd throw my hat in the ring?
Well, I don't know. I've not. I'm a subcommittee chairman on the House Armed Services Committee, and I absolutely on military personnel, where I deal with everything on the active duty side and Guard and Reserve side. I mean, we're talking about, you know, recruiting, retention, retirement, the healthcare system, the military justice system, the force structure. I mean, how big should the military be? And so I've been very excited to have that opportunity.
Would you take the position if offered?
Oh, if offered, I probably would, simply because of the fact that I would feel an obligation if the president came to me to do it. I think that, I'm hoping that Dr. Jackson, Admiral Jackson, can deliver. Because this president has not delivered on the commitments that he made to the American people when it comes to cleaning up the Department of Veterans Affairs. And I think he has wrongly said that things are improving under the VA under his watch, and that's simply not true. There has been no change whatsoever. There's some in the sense, but I wouldn't credit it with him. I mean, I think when we had, for instance, the scandal with the appointment wait times, where veterans were dying on the secret waiting list, not receiving care because we were given bonuses or a decision was made by the VA to give bonuses to the people doing the scheduling what they did was just shrunk the pool of people that they would see to get the appointment wait times down and get cash bonuses. And so they literally had people die on secret waiting lists that never received care, that called in for appointments. And so, I think we're watching that more now, so that's better. But all in all, I would say the culture of the VA is unchanged under this president. And so and certainly I'll be watching.
Yeah,
I'll be tough.
Yeah, that's difficult to hear. I want to finish with, what is the Honest Ads Act and why are you co-sponsoring it?
Well, I think the catalyst for the Honest Ads Act was clearly Russia's intervention in our election, but it goes. I mean, it is. I think in a broader sense, it's simply updating the campaign finance laws that we have in this country in terms of disclosure. So we've always had disclosure requirements. If you run an ad for or against a candidate or an issue, you're required to disclose who your organization is. And the TV station or the radio station has to make that public. But what was not envisioned, it is social media, and that being a new platform for campaign ads, for issue ads, and we have no disclosure requirements there. So that enabled, that was the sort of a passageway for the Russians to come in and try and intervene. And so is all this does is really update campaign finance laws to where we have the same requirements on conventional media that we have on newer social electronic media. And so I think this is very important, and not just for making sure that we don't have foreign operatives intervene in our election process. But certainly I think it improves the political culture of our own campaigns by allowing the voter to see who's behind a particular ad.
It is the Honest Ads Act, House Resolution 4077. Mike, always great to talk with you. You're welcome anytime, and look forward to seeing you down the road.
Hey, Seven, look forward to it. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You bet. Congressman Mike Kaufman joining us on 710 KNUS with an exclusive interview. You can hear from the congressman's words, extremely critical of the VA even now. And as for the Trump Stormy Daniels, the quote of the day, do we have our little bell ready? Kaufman, it is what it is. If I was the president, I would fear Melania.